Right? Not rocket science. He who gives an answer before he hears it is folly and shame to him. Why would an individual give an answer before they hear?
Assumptions. Because I think you're talking about Joshua and chapter.
No, you were being predictive and helpful, actually. You were trying. That's all right. You're trying. Assumptive. What else? If you're in a conversation with someone and they immediately cut you off in the middle of what you're saying and then they start talking about whatever, why do people do that? Yeah, they just, they're a know-it-all, right? Like what you have to say, they've already figured out your problem, so they don't really even need to hear what you're saying. Or they're just going to talk because they're done with you talking, which means they don't really care what you have to say anyway, so your needs aren't important, so they're just going to talk. The theme probably behind this is pretty simple. It's the idea of being able to listen, right? Being a good listener, right? It's a skill that we have to learn, and there's a huge difference between hearing and listening, right? So my wife says, like, babe, I hear you. She's like, no, but you're not listening to me. But it's considered a foolish act for a couple reasons. One, if you don't have the ability to listen, then you're not giving the other person the ability to share their side and just to vent, right? And you may know where the conversation's going. You may have an idea of what they're going to say. You know, my wife and I have been through 15 years of marriage now, and, you know, I have a pretty good idea of how she's going to respond and what she's going to say. But there's something helpful for her about me being able to look at her with my eyes, say that I care, let her emote, right? She doesn't necessarily want me to fix it, but she wants me to be there and be present and listen to what she has to say. It shows that I am concerned about her, right? So it's helpful in that regard. If I don't listen to her, it basically communicates that I don't care about your issue. So it's on a number of levels, it's extremely unhealthy, okay, and unhelpful. So in marriage situations and life situations, learn to be a good listener. Okay, people that ask questions and are concerned about other people, that desire has to be there, right? So if it's absent, you're not going to listen because you're basically saying my needs are more important than yours. But when people do that, it is universally considered caring and sympathetic. Do you guys know that? Just to say, hey, Melanie, how's Dave doing? What's going on in his life right now? Is he doing okay with seminary? How's his load? And then just to listen, right? How's school? How's work? How's, right? You know, to communicate, I know something about you, and I'm asking out of concern, that's always considered sympathetic and caring, okay? When somebody cuts you off in a conversation and doesn't listen to them, do you ever think, wow, that person is so brilliant, they have read my mind, they know what I'm about to say, and they have taken the weight off of me, and they're just going to... No, you always think, what an idiot. Like, what an uncaring, unsympathetic jerk for not being concerned about my needs, okay? So in relationships in general and everything that you do, that is a skill that you have to hone. Some of us are better at it naturally than others, right? I've got a friend that is, like, every time I get done hanging out with him, I'm like, I think I just talked the whole time again. Like, I don't mean to do this, but he continues to ask questions and ask questions and ask questions and, oh, tell me about that and, oh, tell me about that. And I'm just trying to answer his questions so that I can start asking him questions. But at the end of our time together, it usually ends up I've, like, emoted and shared my life and feel better. And I'm like, man, I just dumped on him again. Like, gosh, I'm such a jerk. Anyway, but there's just people that have that skill set about them, okay? I've heard it said that lawyers never ask a question that they don't know an answer to, unless this is right. They usually supposed to. So they're good listeners and good researchers as well, okay? Just don't argue with them because you're going to lose. Anyway, so thoughts on that, on just the skill of listening. It takes a lot of discipline, and it's, Jason, when you get in marriage, you'll be glad that you worked on it on this side of things. So, I've heard the story of a pastor back home sharing something, and his wife grabbed him and said, listen with your face, right? Look at me, right? Listen with your eyes. I want all of you. And it's so true. So, it's hard. I got home last night. It was late. Just had one of those silly long days, and you know, I'm getting in bed, and it's like the first time my wife and I have looked at each other face to face. It's like 9 o'clock at night, and I want 3 seconds of downtime, you know, and I want to go to bed. And my wife launches into this, like, her day, and I'm like, oh gosh, I love you, but I'm so fried right now. And I'm like, all I want to do is, like, read the news and then go to bed. And I'm like, and everything in me is saying, put the phone down. Right. And I did it. It was amazing. But so anyway, and it was good. I'm glad I did. I love my wife. It was just like, oh, can we have this conversation tomorrow? When I'll anyway, but it is difficult, and you'll all be there, and you'll find out your moments of sanctification really quick, or how unsanctified in my case that you really are. So anyway. Yeah.
How do you reconcile that when you have friends like who you find are just listening to you more than talking? Like, even if you ask questions or something?
Yeah. Well, I have found that I have to ask, as a male, I have to ask my wife, is this a listening thing or is this an advice thing? Because women naturally have the ability to listen and not offer advice. Like, because other women understand, I'm not telling you so that you'll fix my problem, right? This is not a fix it. This is a emote with me, feel my pain with me, and say, wow, that's crummy. I feel really bad that, or boy, that's great, right? So I have learned sometimes to ask my wife, like, are you wanting me to speak into this and give you some counsel as to how I would handle this? Or are you just wanting me to listen for listening's sake? So, and if you really, really need someone to listen, call Jen Bell. So she's better. So we've had that conversation too. So sometimes it's helpful to say, I'm looking for advice. And I'm like, oh, okay. That totally changes how I'll enter the conversation as a, as the person receiving the information. So does that help? Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys are intuitive fixers. So if you start presenting a problem, guys share problems to get problems fixed. They don't share problems to say, I feel really bad and I want you to feel really bad with me and understand how, right? It's just, to ladies, it doesn't make sense, but it's a helpful distinction to know. So when we step in and say, you should do this, it's not a, wow, you're an idiot and you can't figure this out on your own. I have to step in and figure out your problems. But ladies just don't need that often. So anyway, for what it's worth. Okay. All right. Coffee. Let's pause, get coffee. And we will jump back in here in a second. Fair enough. Our functional savior has arrived. Is that bad?
Raven is actually a man.
Raven. This is great marriage training.
Yeah.
It's good. So you're a normal, like, you go to fix it mode? Are you a high achiever? Have you ever taken that, your unique design? Is she?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm
okay. Well, and again, that's it's stereotypical. It's not all women are necessarily wired that way or all guys the other, but yeah, it's funny. Yeah. What is it? My buddy that's a good listener, who also has a wife that wants to hear more than... She wants more listening than he can do, sent me this, I don't know, some deal on Facebook, but it was about a woman who had a nail in her head, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen this? It's called The Nail. Anyway, but the idea is, like, she's complaining about the nail, and he's... was it a video? I think it was a video. And she's...
There's a...
Yeah. And she's like, no, just... Feel the pain with me, the nail in my head. It snags my sweater. And he's like, just take it. No, I want you to feel the pain. And he's like, anyway, so they just had one of those off nights and he sent that to me. He's like, this is how I feel right now. And I'm like, that's so funny. Like, it's so illogical. It doesn't make any sense. So anyway, pretty funny. So if you haven't seen that one, it's worth the watch. You said Jared posted it?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.